not just surviving, but in many cases they are thriving. Not in all cases. The recession's hit everybody hard. If advertisers and businesses are feeling the pain, then they're not going to advertise, and some weeklies have felt that pinch, but not nearly to the degree that big city dailies have. That's really what I was trying to say, is that because they were hyper-local before that term was even invented, they were in a good position to hold on to their audience. Their readers can't get that news anywhere else. So that's a captive audience. They have fairly captive advertisers who really, that's the best way to reach that audience so far. And a lot of them have learned a lesson by watching what happened to the big papers. They're not giving it away on the Internet. Some of them are, but many of the weeklies that I talk to are charging like $25 for the year to subscribe to their paper online. And most people who are from a small town and they've moved away, say, and they want to know what's going on at home, will pay that. It's worth it to them.
So what kind of news is it?
Oh, it depends on the paper. There are 8,000 weekly newspapers out there of populations serving 30,000 or fewer. And I was really looking at even smaller towns. I was looking at towns of around 5, no more than 10,000. I think that most papers are more interested in just serving the community with community news and what I call the holy trinity of local news, which is high school sports, obituaries, and the police blotter, which we all love.
Can you tell a couple of memorable ones?
A couple of the ones that really stand out. The Canadian Record in Canadian, Texas, which is, for those people who might be puzzled by the name, is along the Canadian River in the Texas Panhandle. And it's a small town. I think there's about 3,000 people in the town. And the editor of the paper now is Lori Ezell Brown. She's a second-generation owner, publisher, and editor of this paper. Her father started it. And she has won a Courage in Journalism Award. She's had bullets shot through the window of her office and her car for the things she writes. She's very brave. She's very highly respected, but she has lost friends, because that's what happens when you write about people you live next door to in an honest way. Some people will turn on you, and you've got to have a thick skin, and she does. And that's one. And then there's, well, this fellow is up in Washington State, and right now it's still a monthly. He started it about a year ago, and he would like to make it a weekly eventually, but it's called the Concrete Herald in the little town of Concrete, Washington. And their slogan is "Concrete, cementing the future for 100 years." I mean, it's just very, very cute. Beautiful place in the Cascade Mountains, but very isolated. And these folks hadn't had a newspaper there in about 19 years. And this young fellow came to town and thought, gee, what these folks need is a newspaper. And he started it up, resurrected the title, The Concrete Herald, which is the name of the old paper. And people just love him for it. It is now the glue that binds the community. They had no way of really knowing what was happening just up the valley, or who was doing what, or what kind of kids were winning awards at the high school. So it's incredibly important to the people. They'll say, this is my paper. It's very, very proprietary.
Do you have anything else you wanted to add, Judy?
Just that I think that it's really a good place for young people who want to get into journalism to start. I started at a weekly, and even though you don't get paid much, you get a love of the craft. You learn how important the written word is and how important news is to people at a real personal level. So I would encourage young people who are thinking about going into journalism to look at the weeklies. It's a good place to start.